This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Did you see any more toilets on the tree lawn?
No. Yeah, garbage came through yesterday on my side of the village. So we'll see if there's an update next week.
There is a man who has become a toilet on the tree lawn, and his name is Aaron Rodgers. Sorry. We got Andy Gresh joining us at 9 o'clock. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has become a toilet on the tree lawn. Nobody wants him, but it seems that he's messing up everything because nobody wants to pick him up, and now he's just out there, and it's ugly, and it's unseemly for everybody. And he's messing up our universe. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is interested in the Browns. I don't think the Browns are very much interested in Aaron Rodgers. At least, I mean, I've heard them connected with every quarterback. It ain't been Aaron Rodgers. So I would figure they would express some interest in each other. There hasn't been anything. I don't think Browns fans want Aaron Rodgers. I think he's poison for a franchise. He is a last-ditch Hail Mary effort by some franchise trying to keep their jobs, which would seem perfect for the Browns, but I don't think that it would be.
What fan base? Can I ask, what fan base is happy that they would be pursuing Aaron Rodgers?
I had a couple of nut jobs up in Minnesota that don't like J.J. McCarthy for whatever reason, but that's the internet. There's nut jobs everywhere, so I'm not going to even give that more time than what I've already given it. I don't know if there's a fan base that would really like Aaron Rodgers, but did you notice he's kind of holding up everything for all of us?
He is.
So the longer he waits and does whatever he does to be Aaron Rodgers, the more quarterbacks we have to talk about. Because I think once Aaron Rodgers signs with whoever, then everybody else is just going to take the rest. Because does he set a market for Carson Wentz and Russell Wilson and Joe Flacco?
No, so if he goes to the Giants, that's where Wilson's looking between the Giants and the Browns.
Yeah, he would. Then Russell Wilson would go to the Browns.
Yeah.
If he goes to the Steelers, then Russell Wilson might go to the Giants. Exactly.
And then Carson Wentz would go to the Browns.
To the Browns, and people would start doing yard work much earlier in the fall than they would like to.
No matter who it is, I think I'm doing a lot of yard work.
Yeah. You know who's it was mentioned it was the Steelers a lot. I got to tell you, I know I'm supposed to hate the Steelers, and I do. I do have a lot of respect for some of their players and coach. I have a lot of respect for Mike Tomlin and their history as well. As much as I hate them, I have to respect them to hate them. Cam Hayward, I have a mountain of respect for. Good guy, good player, the whole deal. He is very smart with what he says here in the Not Just Football podcast. Hit it.
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days. If he says if you come down there with him, he's signing. You're our best recruiter. I'm about to get to Darius Slay, and it sounds like you recruited him too. So we need you to start recruiting. Get that NIL bag out like you did at Ohio State.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like,
either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
That was Cam Hayward in the Not Just Football podcast. Like, he's tired of waiting. And I think it's perfect. I really don't think that Cam Hayward would want a guy like Aaron Rodgers. He had to deal with Ben Roethlisberger at the end. Are you in? Are you out? Are you doing this for your own personal glorification? He's had to deal with this juggling of quarterbacks here over the last few years. And now I don't think he wants a guy like Aaron Rodgers. I think he knows what Aaron Rodgers is. He is, again, that last-ditch Hail Mary effort, or he's poison. He's poison. He's poison. Cam Hayward, say what you want. He's a team guy. He's a team leader. He's the type of leader I would like on the Browns defensively. He's that type of guy. And I think he knows that Aaron Rodgers is a goof, and I don't think he wants Aaron Rodgers near his football team. I know that Steelers fans, there have been a lot in our phones and our mentions in the past saying that, you know what, it's time to just tank this thing out. Then they can get rid of Mike Tomlin. Okay, because he'd be the ultimate boom or bust type of quarterback. I think that he would. You know, the Jets had drafted some talent here over the last few years, and Aaron Rodgers over the last couple of years has just come in and ruined the whole thing. And I could see the Steelers getting some talent here and there over the last few years, and Aaron Rodgers went. And if he could get there, I'd love for him to ruin the whole thing. But I don't think I would like to see a team hire a guy that they'll probably keep for the next 30 years like they do everybody else and have a high draft pick next year in a good quarterback class. So, yeah, you know what? I don't want the Steelers to get Aaron Rodgers because I think whatever team he ends up on, he's going to spike. And I don't want the Steelers to be able to get their bearings again, separate from Mike Tomlin, bring in a quarterback, bring in a head coach, and then be a giant problem for my life for the next 15 years like Ben Roethlisberger was. And then openly troll us the way that Ben Roethlisberger did. So guys, it is in our best effort, our best ideas. You know what? Maybe they should just go after a guy later on, see if it works, probably won't. And then they keep doing their 8-9, 9-8 thing. It's probably best for us.
And that seems to be where they've been. So I'm in agreement with you. I'm not, you know, if they got Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know, where do you really think Aaron Rodgers is going right now? Do you have a gut instinct here?
I don't know the guy.
Isn't it weird?
I have no idea.
And isn't it
I watched
weird?
A three-part documentary. I still don't know the guy.
Isn't it weird that a year ago on Pat McAfee's show, this was like the biggest audience online,
yep,
like for any kind of yep sports news, that they had millions ready to go for his big announcement. And now a year later, don't you feel yeah kind of silly caring about where Aaron Rodgers is going?
You didn't see him
at this stage
off
of his career.
You didn't see him have an Achilles injury on the first play. Was it the first drive or first
it
play?
It was the fourth play.
Fourth play on the first drive of the season.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Exactly. We didn't see that on 2 years ago. But now he's 41 years old. And I think Cam Hayward's smart and savvy enough to go, I can't just go on a podcast and say, don't come here. I don't want you. I think that you are a succubus of joy to anything with my organization. Because they might end going out and getting him. And that creates a problem as you start your training camp together because Aaron Rodgers is nuts. But I also think that he's saying that going, hey, if I push him to sign, he won't sign. Because Aaron Rodgers, he lives his own life. He lives his own life on his terms. And there's a couple of things where I watch that three-part documentary and I go, I understand you a little bit more. Can't say I like you, but I understand where you're coming from. I just don't want him around my football team. Even though, can't say it wouldn't be entertaining. If your whole goal is to just be entertained by this season, Anthony, you're pretty damn entertaining.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. And Almacet has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacet with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacet.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.